You're about to hear the end of a conversation that Anthony and I have had. Are you ever curious about what we're talking about? Well, you can hear all of those conversations because those conversations in full are delivered to our patrons.
Yep, you head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. You get all that bonus audio. You can also get early episodes and hangouts and secret mail. patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out how. What is it called? Transformers. King Arthur's my buddy.
It's called Garbage of the Cinema.
Garbage of the Cinema. Go see it. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. So, we were just talking about you going to see that new Transformers movie.
Yeah.
How would you rate that in terms of painful things in your life? Where would it go? Would it be in the top 20?
Top 20 of painful?
Painful.
No, I mean, it was awful. It was ridiculous and dumb, but it wasn't painful.
Sure.
The painful things, I really, you know, I've had a pretty relatively pain-free life, but there's been some painful stuff.
What's the most physically painful stuff that you've gone through?
I mean, running a marathon is up there. Okay. That is a very painful thing that I did 7 times. Breaking a bone, it was very painful.
Yeah.
I broke my ankle. Getting my wisdom teeth, the post-wisdom teeth thing is probably up there for me.
Yeah.
Because I had a dry socket. It was awful.
Oh, yeah. That's
terrible.
Bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've had a pretty pain-free, physical pain-free life, really.
I mostly have two. It's really weird the number of things that, like, have not happened to me.
Right.
I have never had a bee sting.
Never?
Never. I have never had
a broken... You might just not be allergic to them.
I think that might be it, because I get... When my friends are getting bit up by insects, like mosquito bites, things like that, I don't really notice them.
Yeah, because usually those are just reactions to the chemical that they inject into you. And so some people just don't have that reaction.
But I think I would know because bees are cute. Bees are cute and they're real noticeable when they're on you.
I've never really been stung by a bee. I stepped on a bee once and knew very fast that I had.
Yeah, that happened to my friend too. I've never broken a bone.
Oh, wow.
Never sprained anything, really.
Wow.
I've jammed a finger a couple times.
You're really smart to just stay on your couch and eat Thai food, because a lot of stuff doesn't happen
to
you.
It is the best lifestyle, you guys.
Wow, you figured it all out.
But I did. The most painful thing that happened to me is, I think I've talked about this a little bit before, between the ages of like 16 and 20, so in 4 years, I got into 6 car accidents.
Oh, my God.
And two of them were pretty intense.
Wow.
And so
shouldn't be allowed to drive.
I wasn't driving in most of them. I was at fault in one of them.
Hmm.
It just kind of happened.
Jesus.
And so I have scar tissue in kind of like around my neck and shoulder. And
wow.
I had a pretty bad back injury, and like my spine got kind of like pulled in different directions.
Yeesh.
And so
did you have surgery or anything?
No surgery, chiropractor, physical therapy. Hmm. That kind of stuff for a while. But, you know, so now ever since then, I have like a bad, like I have a chronically bad shoulder and arm. But that's about the extent of my pain. I ask because Angelus Morgan sent this into the Facebook group. The NHS, the National Health Service, this is in the England's, they ranked the top 20 most painful conditions known to man.
Wow.
And broken bones and shit are nowhere near it.
For the England National Health Service, is it like a shortage of tea? Painful.
Yeah.
Painful beyond all belief.
Oh, no.
Ew.
Oh.
A mild distraction.
Oh, Doctor Who's a rerun.
Oh, no.
Oh, the chimney sweep hasn't brought my lorry around to my flat.
Well done.
Thanks. I'm a wizard.
the most painful thing is being
Harry Potter
by
had
Voldemort.
A fucking hard life.
It's true.
You want to talk top 20 pain
in England? The most painful thing is running into the train at 9 3/4, but it's the wrong one.
Yeah.
So you're just, you know, it doesn't.
But it's hilarious. So here are the top 20. I want to know how if you've had any of these, and also if you know exactly what they are, because I didn't know exactly what some of these are, even though I had heard the names.
Oh, wow.
Even though I had heard the names before, I didn't really know what they are.
Well, in England, they call them a lift.
Right.
is childbirth on here?
They actually mention that childbirth is not on here.
Wow.
Specifically because...
Wow, because England people are sexist.
No, because these are...
England people. I call them England people.
Acute... These are... pregnancy is not featured on the list because it refers specifically to acute conditions or syndromes. So these are bad...
It's not cute enough for them? Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not adorable?
That's your one. So these are like... Pregnancy is sort of like it's not an illness or an ailment.
Well,
depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
Ha cha cha.
I will tell you one thing. I was in the room during the pregnancy, and I can tell you, it did not look pleasant.
I think, yeah.
During the birth giving moments, I can tell you, I didn't experience it, but I was adjacent.
Listen,
and it. I've
all of my friends who have given birth to children have told me about like. Things that have happened to their bodies during and after and just like the pain and I found out what a sitz bath is for.
Yeah. You need it.
Yeah.
What's on this list?
So anyway, like pregnancy is not on this list, but here's what's on the list. Number one is shingles.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Number one? Is this in order?
It's the first of the 20. I don't know that they actually...
Most painful thing is shingles? Isn't shingles just itchy?
They're not ranked in any particular order.
Oh, okay. So shingles, I thought shingles was just itchy.
No, shingles can be painful. So shingles is a skin condition. It can be caused particularly, it can be triggered. It's something you have, it's something you're carrying in your life.
Right.
And it can be triggered by stress and things like that.
Right.
You can be more prone to them than other people are.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was, it's basically a painful rash that breaks
right.
out.
In England, you get them from being in the chim-chimney, my understanding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's called the chim-chim-cheree over in England. it's caused by the varicella zoster virus, which is a family of chicken pox.
Yeah,
so it's a rash or blisters, okay?
Isn't that why, I could be having this wrong, but isn't that why people try to get their kids to have chicken pox when they're young so they don't have shingles when they're old, right?
Yeah, yeah. The younger you are when you have this virus or any permutation of this virus, the less harsh it is on you,
right.
And your body can develop an immunity. So the pain of shingles is burning or tingling and often affects only one side of your body. It can be so bad that you experience an excruciating stab of pain when somebody simply brushes lightly against the affected skin or a breeze wafts over it. So it's almost analogous.
You experience incredible amounts of pain when people brush you gently as well.
I don't like people being within 3 feet of me.
Right.
This is kind of analogous to touching that like plant that we talked about.
Oh, right.
Or even like a bullet ant sting.
Yeesh.
Where it's just like just the wind, just a breeze, just a brush against it can like start it.
I had no idea shingles was that bad.
Shingles
I've known
is pretty
that
bad.
Had that.
Yeah, it's rough, man.
Yeah.
It's rough. Number two is cluster headaches.
Oh, that's like a whole bunch of headaches that happen all at once? Is that what that is?
Yeah, so they're called cluster headaches. It's basically like...
Jesus.
They describe it as, imagine giving birth without painkillers once or twice a day for up to 10 weeks at a time.
Oh my God, I would hate giving birth once or twice a day.
Yeah, it's like acute, consistent, most painful migraines.
Ugh.
And they just come in waves.
Oh my God, my worst nightmare.
Oh, it's the word, my wife has allergy migraines and stress migraines.
Yikes.
And it like that shit will lay you up.
Definitely. I've seen people with that too. And you literally have to lie down and be in a quiet, dark place.
And even then it's just like, well, this is the worst. I am still in pain. This does not help. They tend to come on very suddenly without warning, causing a sharp stabbing pain around one eye. They can be as short as 15 minutes or last 3 hours or more. They're called suicide headaches.
Oh my God, because you want to kill yourself.
Because you want to fucking kill yourself.
Jesus.
Oh man.
Not interested.
Not interested.
Thank you. I'll take a pass on that one.
Number three is frozen shoulder, which I...
Frozen shoulder?
Frozen shoulder.
What the fuck is frozen shoulder? Now, you give somebody the cold shoulder?
Now this may...
What the fuck is frozen shoulder?
I think, I don't think I have frozen shoulder, but I think when my shoulder pain is at its worst, it's maybe in the same family.
Is this also an article about weird, funny English words? It's frozen shoulder. It's cluster headaches.
Well, we have cluster headaches.
It's bumble face.
We have cluster headaches and shingles here, dude.
I've never heard of a frozen shoulder.
Just because you haven't heard of something doesn't mean it's a weird English version of that thing.
It's uppity nose pain. It's toe removal. What is it? It's painful. It's toe removal. Headache.
You were trying to think of a weird British, like,
I don't know,
Dickensian sounding thing, yeah, and you came up with toe removal.
They did that to all the kids in Dickensian England.
Here's what's up.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
I understand toes? Toe removal.
Uh huh.
Like, that's not weird.
But it's spontaneous.
I don't know
removal.
What's British
I left out
about
spontaneous.
That. Frozen shoulder is when your joint becomes so tight and stiff that it's impossible to carry out simple movements such as raising your arm. So taking off your t-shirt, putting on a coat, combing your hair, everything is just like shooting
pain. Just anything
pain.
That involves having to look nice.
Anything that
you
involves...
You can't look nice ever
it's
again.
It's the anti-grooming. I have this. I unfortunately, like, I would bring in a note to school. I'd be like, so sorry that Anthony hasn't groomed himself again today. He has a syndrome that stops him from participating in any human hygiene.
He's got a shower allergy.
Yeah.
He's,
either shoulder can be affected, but it's normally the non-dominant one, which is me.
Huh.
That's my right shoulder.
Frozen
huh.
shoulder.
Frozen shoulder. Number four is broken bones.
Okay.
Broken bones are in the top 20.
Good. Well, at least I've experienced one of them so far. I broke a bone. It hurt a lot.
So did you know that there is a name for the pain that is associated with broken bones?
It's called broken.
It's called
doodly boobs.
It's called brickety wickets.
It's called a flibbly flobbly supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Complex regional pain syndrome.
Complex regional pain syndrome.
Yep.
Okay.
CPRS. It's a burning pain that is continuous and intense, often out of proportion to the severity of the original injury. It's normally when you break an extremity, so arms, legs, hands, or feet.
Okay.
So it's like a particularly bad amount of pain from a broken bone.
Can I tell you a quick story about
yeah.
when I broke my ankle?
Yeah,
I was in
yeah.
college, and so of course, as a poor college student, what I did was, because I didn't have any health care, I went to the student health thing where they have the students
yeah.
administer the health.
Sure.
And they told me, that's a pretty nasty sprain. There on your ankle, we'll wrap it in this AC bandage because AC bandage will fix it, and go home and sleep in your bunk at your dorm. And I did attempt to, and the pain was so intense trying to go to sleep with this intense pain. I was like, this is fucking awful. This is the worst sprain. I can't imagine why it's hurt so much. But they said it's fine. You can walk on it as long as you have the AC bandage. I go back 2 days later because I haven't slept in 2 days. The person was like, oh God, no, that was, you broke your ankle.
Oh,
that we misdiagnosed that.
Student
you
doctors.
You really need to go to an actual hospital and get this thing, you get a cast
oh
on
my
this.
God, that's nightmarish.
Yeah.
Walking on a broken ankle for 2 days.
Yeah, and trying to sleep and not, and it was awful, dude. It was,
oh my God.
So that was an intense pain I felt.
When I was enrolling in college, they did not have my immunization records.
Mm.
So I had to go, even though I had my immunization, like 2 months beforehand, they were like, you have to, we can't let you on campus. I was like, well, what do I do? They're like, you can go to the student health center and get it.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I guess I'll go get it. So I got my MMR again and they lost it. And so I had to get my MMR again. So 3 times within like a month and a half, I got the MMR vaccination. I told my brother, who's a doctor, about this. He's like, you could have died,
oh
asshole.
My God.
Why did you keep doing this? I was like, they kept telling me to, and I had to go to class. He's like, you could have died.
Jesus.
Number 7 is a slipped disc.
Oh, yeah. My dad had that. Oh, my God. Hearing him talk about the pain. And, you know, those are that's one of those things that happens. That people get addicted to painkillers.
What even is a slip disc?
What?
What is a slip disc?
The in your spine.
Oh, one of the discs actually comes out.
Literally has popped out and is rubbing against the bundle of nerves in your spinal column.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, so you have this intense pain.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's awful. That's why I don't do anything physical.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Number 8 is cancer.
I guess that hurts. Yeah.
Cancer,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to make any jokes about that.
No, we do not. We're moving
hurts.
On.
Yeah.
Number 9 is arthritis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And I guess that's pretty common. Arthritis is pretty common, especially for those of us that have been playing video games our whole life. That's what we have to look forward to, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, and that's just the price of having so many sick no-scopes.
Yeah, man. I
you
mean,
know?
If I can rank up to gold in Heroes of the Storm, I'll accept a little arthritis.
I actually have like my tendons in my thumb and in my wrists from 2 years of reviewing 2 video games a week.
Wow.
Actually, like,
thanks, Nintendo small controllers
are kind of like tight and kind of weird. Yeah. And they do, like, I do get repetitive stress stuff from it. Number 11 is sciatica.
Right. That's sciatic. The little nerve in your lower back that people always complain about.
Yep. That is the sciatic nerve.
Boca Raton.
It is pinched or irritated by damage to your back, often caused by a slipped disc. Mm. So even if they fix the slipped disc,
it's the one-two punch right there. And then you break your leg, and then you fall into some shingles.
Number 12 is something that you're probably going to have soon. Kidney stones?
Please don't even joke, dude.
You're old enough.
Do not joke.
You're like 55 now.
Yeah.
That's when kidney stones happen.
Also, I have a lifetime of running, which is supposedly the worst thing for kidney stones, because I underhydrate, probably.
Oh, you know,
most people do. And yeah, I'm deathly afraid of that. Oh my God, I'm so scared of kidney stones.
Me too. The funny way is that the NHS describes kidney stones is like, most kidney stones will be small enough to be passed out in your urine at home, and thankfully the pain disappears once the stone has been passed. They're really glossing over what it means to piss a rock.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a stiff upper lip, and you'll just piss it right out and then move on with your day.
Keep calm and carry on. Have you remember old King George?
Yes, it's so easy. Old mad King George who pissed out 14 rocks.
Number 13 is appendicitis, our greatest fear.
Our greatest fear!
Our greatest fear.
Okay, Anthony, here's a hypothetical.
What do you fear more, kidney stones?
I was just going to say, what's your hypothetical? You have to choose one. You have to have appendicitis or you have to have a kidney stone.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What do you do? What do you do? Shoot the hostage.
Here's what's up. Appendicitis comes out of nowhere when you're at the opera. I know this from 80s sitcoms.
That's right.
You'll be sitting at the opera minding your own business, and all of a sudden you'll have this terrible stomach pain. And if they don't get you to the hospital in time, you die.
That's correct.
Kidney stones, according to the NHS, you just piss it right out. Just piss it right out of your penis. So I think I would go with the kidney stone.
Oh, man, I'm the opposite. I would take appendicitis.
I will take the long, horrible pain that I know cannot result in death versus, like, I'm at the opera, I've got my tiny little binoculars, and all of a sudden it bursts, and they don't get me to the hospital in time.
I hope neither happened. Please, God, neither happened to me. But I would take appendicitis because I feel like appendicitis is rush me to the hospital, give me the drugs, get me into surgery, and then I'm done. Right?
I am so terrified of fucking appendicitis, though, dude.
Me too.
Fuck 80s television.
Yeah.
Fuck 80s television for using appendicitis as a plot point.
It's literally the only reason we've never gone to the opera.
I refuse to be cultured.
We would love to see some opera.
Sometimes I sit outside the opera house and I press my little Dickensian urchin orphan with a cup up against the wall, and I go, oh, how beautiful.
I wonder
what it looks like
inside. Is the sad clown in there or out here?
Yeah. But doctor, I am Pagliacci. Number 14, trigeminal neuralgia.
I don't know what that is.
Trigeminal neuralgia is described as feeling an electric shock shooting through your face.
That's what it feels like, but is that what it is?
No.
What is it?
Others have described intense sensations of burning or stabbing your face.
Okay, but what is it? How do I avoid it?
It's known as Fothergill's disease.
Fothergill's disease? That's because your dad's a fish! Oh, don't be a fish dad! Oh, Jesus, don't be a fish dad. You'll give your son this. Trialgimachmalva. Don't be a fish dad.
Say it three more times and it'll land.
Because they swim, and then they lay eggs, and then they have kids.
It's just characterized by bouts of extremely severe one-sided facial pain that comes and goes unpredictably.
It's just face pain
in
that
sudden
happens?
Attacks. It's just occasionally you're going to feel like your face is being electrocuted.
Oh.
Why? I don't know, because you have it.
You have
but
that.
But why? Because that's how it works.
How do I avoid it? Well, hopefully your face doesn't explode with pain.
Yeah. Usual painkillers have no effect on Fothergill's disease.
Jesus Christ.
But sometimes anticonvulsant drugs, so epilepsy drugs, can help.
Can I tell you that part of me doesn't want to know about any of these because I don't want to have it in my brain?
You're going to have that first school med student disease?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have everything that I feel is going to be Fothergill's disease.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to have that. You're going to have med student hypochondria.
Yeah.
Pancreatitis.
Okay.
Your pancreas is a banana-sized organ that's this part of your digestive system.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana-sized.
And basically, it's just it's chronic banana pain.
Oh, that's not good.
No, but it sounds whimsical.
Yeah.
Number 16 is gout.
Oh, yeah.
Gout is one of the most painful forms of arthritis, where swelling and severe pain develops in a joint, often at the base of the big toe.
Mm.
This is so funny because gout, like, out of all of these, sounds like the most, like, old English
That's
things.
Right.
And they actually say in this NHS article, most people associate gout with Henry VIII.
Oh.
And good living.
Yeah.
Good living, which good is the British living word for alcoholism.
Henry VIII, I am got gout in my house and in my feet. That's a song.
An attack of gout can last between 1 and 10 days, and it can cause permanent damage to the joint.
Wow.
I actually did, the first time I heard about gout was in that novel, The Autobiography of Henry VIII. Mm. Did you ever read that?
No.
It's fucking dope.
Is it good?
It's, yeah, it's with notes by, it's like with notes by his fool. So it's like this autobiography, the whole story of Henry VIII, this fucking insane dude, told from his perspective, which is very interesting because it, you know, it makes him sound like the good guy.
Right.
And then, notes from his jester, his like lifelong jester,
right,
will like occasionally
undermine everything.
Inject, not totally undermine, but will occasionally inject, like, here's what was going on and here's why that's extreme.
How were the gout chapters?
Gross. it was half gout. Number 18 is a stomach ulcer.
Oh man. Yeah. I can imagine that.
And then number 19, fibromyalgia. Yes.
Ooh.
I knew, I dated a girl for a little while that had fibromyalgia.
Really?
17 years old.
Oh my
and would
God.
Occasionally just have this like intense pain where she just had to like lie down.
It's really inappropriate for you to be dating a 17-year-old, though.
Oh, well, I mean, I was 7 at the time. And I wore cool sunglasses.
Yeah.
And then number 20 is, now number 20 is what makes me go, why couldn't you put childbirth on this? Because number 20 is pain after an operation. Come
what?
On!
That's just way too general, man.
Come on.
Pain after an operation. The number 20th most painful thing is pain.
Yeah.
Pain caused by stuff that causes pain.
All the women on the NHS are like, dude.
Come on, bro.
Dude. Come on. Or pain. They, or actually they'd be like, mate.
Hey.
Mate.
Hey.
You having a laugh?
Are you having a laugh?
You taking the piss?
Are you taking the piss?
No, that is number 14.
Taking the piss.
The kidney stones.
That's an interesting list. All of those sound horrifying and terrible. I've only had one of them so far, thank God. Knock
now,
on
what
everything.
What I love about this is like, so this is the National Health Service. So these are all medical conditions, right? What I want now is like all of the pain lists by all of the different people with different perspectives to be collated, right?
Right.
So like the top 20 like pains like those plants or the bullet ants.
Yeah.
I want that to be like compared to kidney stone or fibromyalgia,
right.
And I want it all. I want a list of the worst, most painful things.
Let's get on that, science.
Let's get on that. And I want to never, nobody ever remind me of appendicitis ever.
Oh, God.
I'm going to think about it for the rest of the day now.
It's the worst, dude.
I don't have a lot of irrational stuff like this, but I can't get rid of this fucking fear of appendicitis.
It's funny that you and I both have that weird preoccupation with it because it has been my whole life.
They won't voluntarily take it out of you, Jeff. I've asked.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because if you don't have a condition, they won't put you under. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
They won't just give you an unnecessary surgery.
I'll just get a fork and a knife.
I'll tell you what. We'll use a ballpoint pen.
Suck it out.
We'll do it like somebody who's getting traked in a mall.
Ugh.
You'll take out my appendicitis, I'll take out yours.
Yeah, it's a sacred pact that we will form.
And then and then we'll get each other's appendicitis appendixes bronze.
Yeah, we'll be appendix
and
bros.
I'll have yours.
We'll be appendix
and
brothers.
You'll have mine. Guys, have you had any of these?
Can you speak to the pain?
Can you speak to the pain? Let us know how you feel. Let us know if you think there's something that is a medical condition that should have been on there that wasn't.
Besides pregnancy, which we obviously know.
Which we obviously are like, yeah, obviously pregnancy. Let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can hashtag those appendicitis.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't, because then I'll have to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, hashtag them anything but appendicitis.
Anything but appendicitis.
You can use whatever hashtag you want. Just don't use appendicitis.
The words, anything but appendicitis.
Anything but appendicitis. That's my favorite Meg Ryan movie.
She falls in love.
Yeah. Anything but appendicitis.
With that doctor.
And guys, if you have not in a while or you have not at all, head to iTunes or wherever you listen to the show.
Yeah.
Give us a 5-star rating.
Oh, we love those 5-star ratings.
Don't write a review of the show,
though. You
don't
have to do that.
They're
going to
be like,
things.
Hey, write paragraphs and paragraphs about this show. Nah, we're in it for the stars.
Tell us a story about the most painful thing that's ever happened to
you. Yeah, instead of a review. Yeah. And the reason why we're asking for those is because we're going to start taking a look at them And we're going to start making videos about
them. Yeah,
nobody
reads them except us, and then we'll make videos about them. So you don't need to write a review. Just write us a story that will be interesting enough to put in a video.
Yeah. Dear Penthouse Forum.